I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. A day after Russian fighter jets struck the propeller of an unmanned U.S. military drone over the Black Sea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Shoigu. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington, reports Austin said the United States will fly and operate wherever international law allows.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, alongside Austin, called the Black Sea incident an aggressive act, part of a pattern of recent Russian behavior. But the United States is not looking to escalate tensions.
Incidents happen, clearly we do not seek armed conflict with Russia.
The remote-controlled U.S. Air Force MQ-9 Reaper was ditched in the sea after the Russian fighter jet struck its propeller. Moscow denies causing the incident. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea has test-launched another intercontinental ballistic missile as U.S. and South Korean troops continue joint exercises that Pyongyang considers a threat. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. and South Korea are conducting joint military exercises, here putting together a floating bridge across a river.
It's just one small piece of the wet gap crossing operation.
Captain Sean Kasprzyn.
We look forward to continuing to train together and building the relationship between the U.S. and the Korean forces. We'll remain ready to fight tonight. Kachi kapshida.
The maneuvers have roiled Pyongyang, calling them a rehearsal for invasion. The launch was North Korea's first ICBM test in a month and third weapons test this week. It also came hours before the leaders of South Korea and Japan were to meet in Tokyo. The summit expected to focus on North Korean threats. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's visit to Japan is the first by a South Korean leader in 12 years. Yoon and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida hope to improve bilateral ties that have been strained by historical disputes related to Japan's brutal occupation of the Korean Peninsula from 1910 to 1945. Yoon announced a plan last week to raise local civilian funds to compensate Koreans who won damages from Japanese companies that enslaved them during the occupation. The plan sparked an immediate backlash from former forced laborers who are demanding direct compensation from the Japanese companies. Meanwhile, South Korea's trade ministry said Thursday it will drop a complaint against Japan in the World Trade Organization as Japan agreed to lift its export curbs on high-tech materials to South Korea. Taiwan warned Honduras on Thursday not to be tempted by the poison of economic aid from China, no matter how indebted it was. Honduran President Xiomara Castro said on Tuesday she had asked her foreign minister to open official relations with Beijing. Foreign Minister Eduardo Reyna said on Wednesday the decision to switch allegiance to China was partly because Honduras was up to its neck in debt, including $600 million it owes Taiwan. The move will leave self-ruled Taiwan with only 13 diplomatic allies. Communist-run China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to reunite the island with the mainland, even by force if necessary, and is opposed to any nation maintaining separate ties with Taipei. German automaker Volkswagen is planning a multi-billion-dollar investment over the next 5 years into its next generation of vehicles, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Volkswagen is going big on its charge into electric vehicles. The German automaker said Tuesday it plans to invest $193 billion over the next 5 years. About two-thirds of that is aimed at electrification and digitalization. That investment is well up from a plan the carmaker released last year. VW wants half of its sales to be EVs by 2030. The company will also spend big on battery production and its North American operations, while investment in combustion engines is due to fall from 2025.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. R&B singer Bobby Caldwell has died. Caldwell had a major hit in 1978 with the song What You Won't Do for Love. The song went to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and has become a standard soul ballad. His wife says he died Tuesday at their home in New Jersey after a long illness. He was 71 years old. I'm Richard Green.